this is tab O in your document.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mrs. Gable.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Samarit, Dr. Finn, Dr. Salmon. Thank you for having me to talk about charter schools and update, and also in response to some questions that were presented to us. So just going through some things to let you know our status. We have we did submit to U.S. Department of Education our application, which is part of that process. That doesn't mean it's submitted and that's final, but they did have to review it. They reviewed it. It was approved. They did make one recommendation to be thoughtful about the inclusion of rural schools and students in the discussion of meeting needs of diverse students. And we also, any revisions specifically based on today's discussion, we will submit to US Ed, and they are aware of that. As a review, as you know, the charter school program grants are for startup, replication, or expansion of high-quality schools, charter schools, and to award grants to eligible applicants. You can see on the right-hand side the allowable uses of funding, which include a variety of items, including preparing students and so on, that you can see before you. Timeline for the subgrant is as follows. Basically, any grant that is awarded is a 36-month grant. That can be divided into two sections. The planning is a maximum of 18 months, and then implementation, again, is the remaining. If the planning is smaller, as you see in the second line, planning is 12 months, then implementation would be extended to another 12 and 12 or 24 months. And it's basically works and with for a total of 36 months, however that's worked out. The planning cannot be more than 18 months, though. So the question that we were asked was specifically, if a sub-grant application is submitted to a local board but not yet been approved, can we, not approved by the local board, because as you know, the local school system, the local board is the approving authority for the charter school. If they submit an application, can MSDE award a subgrant? The answer is yes, we can award a subgrant. However, there's certain items that we must do and must make sure. One is that an eligible applicant must have applied to the public, to the authorized public chartering authority, and the language specifically says provided adequate and timely notice to that authority. So those things are going on. The start date for the planning may begin, one, if the charter school is approved by the local board. So they've applied for a grant and they're approved by the local board, they get the grant, they can start. The second is your particular question. They haven't been approved by the local board, but they have submitted an application which has been vetted and has been determined to be a viable, strong application. Can that occur? And that's your question, and the answer is yes. But we wanted to go further and give you some information based on our consideration, research, conversations with U.S. Department of Education. What are some of the pros and cons? Pros, obviously, it provides funds to the charter school developer, gives them some funds, gets them started. Planning activities can begin. In fact, it may influence the approval of the charter. The local school system may say, you have applied to us, you've got a, you know, we're reviewing, but you know what? Another group has looked at your application for the grant, and it's strong, it may influence that. And then it may ultimately accelerate that final charter approval if the preliminary approval includes certain startup benchmarks. What are some of the cons that we have to be aware of? Federal funds, which are what the grant came from, could be expended at some risk of a school not opening. We had a discussion with US Ed on this. We could give funding, and we'll talk about that in another slide, but ultimately the school doesn't open for whatever reason, because we don't know that. Could be, could happen. It could have an impact on the performance measures that are part of the charter school application. It could be a finding in monitoring by US Ed, not by us. And it may, all these are possible, impact awarding of future grants from US Ed, because if we started and gave startup funding to a lot and a number did not ultimately open as a charter school. So we were just trying to look at pros and cons for you.
Just the third bullet, when it says the possible finding and monitoring, so when the feds come back and do their report, this just points out that they may note, listen, you guys gave money to three schools that didn't ultimately.
Exactly.
It's not breaking the law. It's just they're noting that
That's exactly right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So what are the practice in some other states? So we did look at other states, other applications, and they typically require the grant planning period begin after the final approval of the charter. However, we looked at 26 active states. Some, as you know, there are already charter school program grants that are out there, and folks are implementing those grants since, as you see, 2009. 17 require charter school approval before approval of spending. Two of them have a simultaneous process, two going at the same time. Seven include Maryland are new to the grant process, so we are working through that and making decisions. Two allow spending before the final approval of the charter. New Jersey, for example, has a planning period capped at 7 months and $150,000. And just in, oh, by the way, it might be in a few, the max that we can grant in an award is $900,000. Also, that they've set a deadline for the final charter approval. So this cannot go on forever because, remember, it's 36 months with 18 for planning. Illinois allows spending, but we really struggled to find out exactly what the conditions were. So the best we could say, the conditions were not quite as clear to us. So what is our recommendation for your consideration? We recommend that the applicant submits a full application, not a partial application. We do not recommend parsing that, but they submit a full application for planning and implementation. They intend to open a charter school. We recommend that if they that their pre-charter approval, pre-approval is capped, that it would be capped at 10% of the total award. If they were getting the full $900,000, that would be $90,000. They may not get the full $90,000. It may be based on their award they asked for, or the award is $800,000, but that we would cap it 10% of that. And that they would divide the planning period activities and expenses so that the pre-charter approval phase and the post-charter approval phase would be in two different parts. We also recommend a time limit to that of 6 months. We recommend the time limit because ultimately you've got 36 months, you only have so much time. We would not want it to go way in that before the school system approved it, because then it's diminishing the amount of planning time they have and goes straight into implementation. So for your consideration, what you see initially is what is the existing language. If the grant application is approved, I'm going to skim for you, may begin up to 18 months before the opening. Typically, that's the period between the approval and the opening school. We are suggesting language for your consideration. If the subgrant application is approved, the applicant may propose that planning and program design begin before approval of the charter. The applicant will be required to present a breakdown of the planning and program design period, that's what it's called, into two phases, the period from the grant approval to the final, and the period from the charter approval to the opening of the charter school. As I mentioned before, we recommend that it be capped at 10% of the total grant. That's what they could spend. It's not necessarily their full amount for planning, but what they could spend in the pre-approval by the local board. And we also recommend that there would be a six-month cap on that time. We, of course, realize that there may be, they're just 1 month away from an approval, and that in a special case, we would consider extension of up to 3 months, but again, limit. Our recommendation.
Can I just ask one question as a matter of process? So my experience with charters, I just like your reaction on this, is it's really hard to start a new school. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of time and hiring a bunch of different people. And sometimes you think you're ready, and then maybe you're not ready. So the six-month thing is actually the thing that worries me the most. Like, I would hate to set this artificial line and then sort of have this drop-dead date. Either you are going to get approved or not. What if the local school district and the planning team decides, we thought we were going to be ready for September 2020, but we actually just need another year to make sure we're ready to go?
Well, a couple of things. One, this is just that they can't continue to spend money until, if the local school system approves them, if they're applying to Adirondack County, for example, and within 6 months they're approved, then we will approve the full grant. And they have full spending authority, and they then can go up to 18 months for planning.
Right.
Am I answering?
Well, yes. So this is just hypothetical. So say if you want to start the school in September of 2020, you would need final approval by the board in January of 2020. That might be wrong, but let's just say.
Yeah.
So say in June of 2019, you get the grant. Your 6 month is up in January of 2020, mm-hmm. but you and the board of the school system decide we're just not ready yet. Mm-hmm. The board doesn't want to say we're going to approve you because we think in a year you're going to be ready. Mm-hmm. The board of the school system says you could get there. We're just not totally sure. Mm-hmm. So what this would say if we set that 6 month cutoff is that next year's worth of planning, they couldn't spend any money.
I think so. One, our proposal is another 3 months. Here's our concern. Our concern is if the local school system has not approved the school and you go into 6 months, 9 months, 12 months potentially, and they eventually approve at 12 to 15, we continue to allow. So two things could occur. What if they did a drop dead and said, you know what, you've tried and tried and tried, but you didn't get there?
Yep.
We potentially have approved them to spend money, more and more money. So one, is 10% of the grant going to be enough, would be one question. Two, if ultimately the local school system approves them, but it's now 3 months to open, our concern is that 3 months is not a lot of time, and it would be stronger if the local school system approved them and they have at least a year to open, or at least 9 months to open, because that's a lot of work between the time. So it's giving them a startup. Not saying no if you don't have the approval, trying to meet them where they are, but at the same time, we only have 36 months. We only have eight, and that's with US Ed, with the grant. We only have 36, and we only have 18 for planning. You can't go 24 for planning.
Okay, questions, Dr. Finn?
Yeah, a couple. You early on, you talked about the application being determined to be viable. Determined by whom?
U.S. Ed. So we have two things that we have to do.
I thought you meant school application had to be determined to be viable.
Oh, yeah. Well, the school application will go through the application process that we have in our grant.
Here.
Right.
At the department.
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's proved to be viable by the review process here.
Established, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The my experience in other states is that the $900,000 maximum grant is pie in the sky. In other states, a grant of a totaling $450,000 over 3 years to a school, charter school, is regarded as a kind of maximum, $150,000 a year over 3 years, that kind of thing. I don't remember how much money Maryland got or how many $900,000 grants could be made out of Maryland's federal grant. But where I'm going with this is I think your 10% cap is too low, because if a school only gets a $450,000 total startup grant, then its cap is $45,000, which is frankly not enough to do the things that we're talking about. So I would far rather have a New Jersey-style dollar cap, like the $150,000 that you mentioned in the New Jersey case, than a 10% cap. But I am interested in how many grants could you make out of the federal grant?
Well, I think the grant is $4.9 million, which for the first year of the grant is 22 months. So I have some numbers. The first, and I give you the $900,000 because that's the cap. That's not saying who knows what the individual awards and the number of applications we may get. We right. may get some very strong, and there may be multiple applications. So that's going to have to be worked through, that amount of money. So yes, you can pick a certain amount of $150,000 or whatever, or you can pick a percentage of the grant. Some of the information, first round of awards can total $4.9 million, which could be any number, 5 to 8 awards, or it could be more if you want. I mean, I don't have
but the first round
here.
Means you've got how many rounds coming?
We're planning for 3 rounds, I believe.
And what was our total federal grant in dollars?
I have 4.9 on a piece of paper, and that's all that's in my head right now. You can check
it's
on
over
it.
Over 17 million.
I think it's huge, but I don't
over
know.
Over 17 million.
Over 17.
Thanks. Sorry. Went right out of my head.
Okay.
The 4.9 is our first round. Thanks, Dr. Simon.
So let me suggest that we do a dollar cap. And the other question is the six-month issue. If a district is dilatory and says, we know that if we just dither for 7 months, this charter application, the people will run out of money. They will no longer be able to spend a single dollar of the startup grant. If we, the district, dither, what is to prevent that situation in this plan? That's what I'm concerned about.
That all of those are possible. I mean, I think that what our goal is to move them forward and try to get applications and get them approved so that they don't, but at the same time not use up all their planning time nor excessive amount of money, which potentially a loss could be a school doesn't open. We're certainly not hopeful for that. But it's a, you know.
Other questions?
I'll ask one.
Yeah.
And perhaps I think my colleagues can probably answer this for me. So there is a bit of a fiscal leap of faith here that the school will be approved. And I think that's where my questioning about this recommendation is. I'm concerned about that. I want to know if you can give me any indication how often charter schools are not approved, specifically the situation that Dr. Fenn was just suggesting, where a county might actually drag feet or put up roadblocks for and intentionally block a school for some reason. What sort of gamble are we talking about here? I mean, it's very difficult for me to make a judgment on this, not knowing exactly how much money we're talking about and what kind of gamble we're looking at.
Great questions.
Yeah.
And the justification is, I understand purely that a school might be approved, but then not be ready to roll. And we're trying to give them a head start so that they serve. I mean, is that appropriate? I guess I just want to make sure I'm clear on all these issues, and I'm really not.
I don't want to be too snarky about this, but imagine if we told Anne Arundel County Public Schools, you need to start a school a year from now, and we're going to give you no money until that school opens up, and we're not going to give you a facility just like on God's good graces, let's see if you can do it. Oh, and by the way, all right, we'll give you some money, but you only have 6 months to spend it. Like, no school district would be able to do that. So to your question, I thought the last data I saw was about a third of schools now, charter applications nationwide, are approved, because authorizers have gotten tougher on it. So you're absolutely right. There is a risk here. When you approve money, it could be a lousy application and the district ends up saying no to it.
Can I jump in?
There can be other reasons. You can have a great application, the district doesn't want a charter school.
That's right.
On the law, the law says that the county board shall review the application and render a decision within 120 days of receipt of the application. Whether local school systems follow that timeline is, I don't have the data on that. Sometimes their approval process is longer, but that 120 days is in the statute.
Okay. So I was going to also say that, and it's part of our role to foster the development of this because we got this grant. So I would be hopeful that we would be taking a leadership role in promulgating this across the state. So I'm not saying that's a guarantee that it would get, I can convince them that every system would approve a charter school, but certainly we can be the advocate for that. And maybe we need to look at 9 months. I mean, I think there has to be a cap because of, as you saw the original slide, there's only this much time that's allowed for planning. So maybe we bump it up to 9 months and maybe we bump it up to 20%. I'm leery of setting a dollar amount. I think a percentage makes much more sense. But I think we can be flexible because we've got $17 million to foster this. We certainly don't want to, you know, have it implode and not open the charter schools. So I think it's part of our work ahead.
So I have a legal question, if I may. If after 120 days no decision is rendered, does the charter, the would-be charter school, have the right to take the application to the state board?
Not under the statute.
It has to be refused first?
No, yes, and then it would be appealed to the state board. So the question you're having is if the local school system doesn't abide by the 120
right.
days, what is the remedy?
Yes.
And right now, there's no remedy set in the statute. It's something to think about. Usually timelines have some flexibility in them, even when they're set by statute. So it's something to take a look at. I can take a look at that in the context of, you know, legal decisions that have considered whether timelines are immutable within statutes or whether there's any consequence if you don't meet them.
That's very important for
Absolutely.
Obvious reasons because while I might not agree, a particular county for political reasons might say, well, if we say no, then the would-be charter school can appeal to the state board. So it's in our interest, if we're opposed to this expansion of the sector, to simply sit on the application forever.
The other thing that we could do is, based on the strength of the application, put a range in and say 6 to 9 months or 10 to 20%, mm-hmm. and therefore be more fluid with that. And based on the strength of the application and the process, where they are in the process, then we would decide how much of that to award. So that would build in, again, more flexibility and give us some additional time if they needed it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I'd love to hear if anyone has a motion on this. Where my mind right now is expanding from 6 months to maybe 9 months, and then something along these lines of 10% seems too little to me. I kind of like the idea of a dollar cap, but a range. So, for example, if we were to say a cap of $125,000, that doesn't mean that MSD has to give $125,000 in the planning phase. You could decide, well, it's a small team, they only need $80,000 or $60,000. So I want to give MSD enough flexibility, but I also want the applicants to have enough flexibility to say, we need a bigger team, a smaller team, we need more time, less time.
One more thought, sort of picking up on where Dr. Steiner was. If a would-be if a charter applicant, would-be charter operator, gets approved here, it is on the basis of a strong enough application that the state has reason to believe these people could do what they're proposing to do. A charter applicant that gets that status and gets an award should therefore go up on a great big bulletin board with a time clock next to it. This applicant has been approved by the state and has applied to Anne Arundel County on January the 11th. The 120 days for Anne Arundel County's decision will expire on May 11th. And everybody watches the time clock tick down like New Year's Eve. You do maximum publicity on this, including the Anne Arundel media.
The point that you raised that I think is interesting that I hadn't considered is the by virtue of an applicant getting a grant from MSDE, that is, if not like a seal of approval, it is saying that you met a pretty significant bar.
Yeah, it's a different application, obviously.
That's
one
right.
is for a grant, one is for to open the school.
That's right.
But it is going to demonstrate a strong readiness that this, they were approved for a grant. So it is a feather in their cap, I would think, you know, it met that bar.
Okay.
First of all, I take umbrage because I live in Arundel County, so
I'm really sorry about my county right now.
But I like the idea of changing the timeline, and I do agree that 10%, that's difficult to start up a charter school. And I wanted to know how did it compare, and you guys are the charter school experts, to states who are more pro-charter school. What would be some of the startup? Do you guys have any number in mind?
Well, the total amount would be, in Ohio, about $450,000, in a typical case, $150,000 a year for 3 years. That's sort of a typical amount for the startup grant. I don't know what it was in New Jersey when you worked there.
Yeah, and frankly, and this gets into these weedy details, if you are already an operator that has started a couple schools, it costs less to start a new one than if you're a brand new nonprofit and you have to secure a facility and hire all new staff. So it depends, and this is why my mind went towards sort of discretion for MSDE and the applicant to say, this is our first school, it's going to take us a little longer. Mm-hmm. Or if KIPP were to say, this would be our fourth school or third school, we need a little bit less time. All of these are just going to be discrete cases.
And our number was...
We need to decide. Because
well,
we need
so,
to get
yeah,
this
so is
out
there.
There.
A
I have a quick question.
Yeah, please.
Before we get there, just for information purposes, what would be, I guess, or what body is really held accountable for this money? Because if it's being awarded by the U.S. Department of Education and we give it to a charter or a prospective charter school, and let's say they don't, for whatever reason, start the school, which is... It can happen. Mm-hmm. Who's held accountable? Is it the Department of Education here that's held accountable? Is it just the school?
So we applied for a grant. We, the Maryland State Department of Ed, applied to the grant to the U.S. Department of Ed. We were awarded the grant. So now we are responsible for the funds that we received and the good management of those funds. Yep. Then we create an application process for those who want to apply to open a charter school. So now we are responsible to, in good faith and ethically, administer those federal funds.
Something built in this process, as Andy just indicated, where if it's someone starting off from fresh and then someone that already has something established where that dollar amount will be determined.
Yeah, I think that's going to be part of the application without question. Remember, it is a new one. It is a replication. It is an expansion. And to Dr. Finn's point, it's going to require different funding. So when we give the maximum, that's not someone who is expanding a charter school may only apply for $450,000 or $400,000. And so that's a different process. And again, the amount of money over 3 years is not what we're speaking about. Even that first phase of 150, we're only talking about the first piece of that. So the entire implementation could be 100, could be whatever number. So your decision right now is what can they spend prior to approval. But once they get approval, there's still an implementation. So there would be more money because we would say parse that money. For example, if it were 150, let's say it was 200,000, we might say, well, you can spend 100,000 prior to approval and 100,000 in planning after you're approved. So you have a whole 200,000.
Yes. I'm going to suggest two amendments to the language to be added.
Okay.
In order to give the department some flexibility to deal with these unusual situations, in the second paragraph where it says the amount of grant funding available is where it says now is capped at 10% of the total grant award, I'm going to suggest we say will be determined by MSDE and will not exceed 25% of the total grant award. So there's some flexibility to work out with the applicant as to what's a reasonable in the case of their circumstance. So, and in the following paragraph, must be secured within 9 months of the grant approval, and in special cases, MSD will consider an extension of up to 3, which gives you a total of a year.
So I like that, especially because now I'm thinking about what happens if they're denied and they go on appeal. It could lengthen the process. So yes. That would give MSDE the ability to extend that 9 months. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so if I understand this correctly, the motion is MSDE's recommendation but amended to say discretion at MSDE for the planning amount capped at 25% of the total amount and not 6 months but 9 months with the ability of MSDE to expand by 3 months under specific circumstances.
Correct.
Okay. Is there a second for that motion? Okay, second. So all in favor of that motion, aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'm going to abstain, I think, for the first time in 3 years. Today.
Okay. We have so.
I think the reason being that I think putting any taxpayer money at risk and any possible risk makes me really uncomfortable, especially with the 120-day approval timeline. But also, I respect the opinions of my colleagues and realize that there may be reasonable circumstances under which this would be appropriate, so I'm going to abstain on this vote.
Got it. And as a matter of fact, the completely legitimate concern, and we should check on this after a year, see what number that we approved and how many of them didn't actually open and how much money went to wasn't the payoff.
Yes.
Okay. There was unanimous apart from the abstention from Dr. Guyton. Okay, I think we can move on now. Thank you.